Is there a deeper meaning to the talents that you have? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Faith Search with Adrian Van Vactor, who entertains crowds with his gift as an illusionist to share the gospel.
I think that's wonderful. And so many people I talk to wonder, what is my purpose? What is the meaning to my life? And what am I doing? I'm just working this job and I don't really have any good talents, or I'm not really doing anything to reach people. Yeah. And I would have to say there's so much more to their lives than they even know.
Yeah, I think sometimes we can feel like it's almost purposeless, or the gift that we have or the talents are not really that important to the church, you know, or to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
But that is so far from the truth. We cannot believe in lies from the devil. Mm-hmm. Let me explain. There's a Bible story, and it talks about talents. And there's a specific character in that Bible story who he takes his talent and he hides it in the ground. And that talent is actually money.
Right.
But he hides it in the ground and he doesn't invest it, doesn't do anything with it. And in the end, he gets condemned. Mm. The other ones who use their talents, they're blessed, they're honored by the Lord.
And I think if we take a good look at ourselves, we can realize we have a lot to offer to help other people to reach out with the talents we have.
Right.
Whether you're a mechanic and you work on cars, imagine the people you can reach with your gifting. If you do nails, do it to bless somebody and reach people in that. And our pastor used to tell us that your calling will find you. So whether you're a golf instructor or you're a therapist or whatever you do, people will come to you and God will use your talents for his glory because he gave them to you for that specific reason, to reach the hurting and the lost and to help people.
So never think what you're doing is just a waste of time. There's a reason why God is teaching you, because he's going to use you for something greater in his mighty plan.
Exactly. And he can use everything that you have. Imagine the people that you can reach. Let's hear from Adrian Van Vactor after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by FA79 and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. FA79 serves delicious Vietnamese pho noodle soup, along with many other authentic Vietnamese selections. They've received Denver Magazine's Top of the Town Award and were voted Best Vietnamese Restaurant by the Denver Dining Guide. Make plans now to dine at FA79, located at 781 South Federal Boulevard in Denver, or call them at 303-922-2930. That's 303-922-2930.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Adrian Van Vactor, and he has a ministry called Faith Search, and we're going to hear more about that right now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about the ministry, what it's about, and what your mission is.
Well, we've been around for 39 years, and it was started by a PhD biologist who was a skeptic, who was an evolutionist, and thought that people who had faith and things like God, religion, were weak-minded people who just needed an emotional or mental crutch. Until he met other brilliant people like him who loved Jesus. Wow. And he went, wait a minute, how could you possibly believe any of this nonsense? It set him on a journey, and he discovered the evidence, and he wrote a book called Surprised by Faith.
Wow.
Which is the core evidences for the central tenets of the gospel message. So if you were to write down the gospel message and someone were to say, prove it, why, point by point, that's what we attempt to do. God, why, how do you know? Man, sin, Jesus, historical reliability of the Bible, the very, very basics of the Christian faith. And we do it in presentations in ways that are really meant to partner with local churches. You know, we're not a parachurch ministry. We are a church assisting ministry. Our goal is to provide the tools that so many small churches just don't have, or sometimes it just gets a back seat. And we want to partner with them by bringing in quality events and speakers who have a heart for evangelism, who are gifted speakers, presenters, with all kinds of interesting ways to reach the lost in our secular Western culture.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Amazing.
Now, I know that through what you do illusion work, and you help explain the gospel through your own creativity. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I'm an illusionist, and I use the art of illusion as a platform of entertainment to draw audiences, predominantly overseas. I spend most of my work in very close or unreached countries. Mm. My wife and I, we just went on my 54th international mission tour.
Wow.
And we've had a tremendous success. You know, if I showed up on a street corner, let's say in Istanbul, and just started preaching, I probably would not last very long. But we do a show and we draw a crowd, and I can openly share the gospel. I can't even tell you some of the places that I've openly shared the gospel, places that you would say that's not possible. You couldn't have gotten away with that. And that we did, because we're using a platform of entertainment. We bring jugglers, unicyclists, comedians, musicians. We do our own show, and it's a tremendously successful tool.
Wow. It's like sneak attack.
It's awesome. I really love it.
That is awesome. So tell me the motto of this ministry for Faith Search.
Proclaiming the gospel with evidence to all peoples everywhere.
And what kind of fruit have you seen through this as you've gone out to these countries? Are you seeing lives changed, people receiving Jesus and going to church?
Absolutely. I'll give you one example. I've toured in India 12 times. And my first tour, I did 47 programs in 12 days for nearly 50,000 students.
Wow.
We had other entertainers with us who reached an additional 40,000 people. There was five of us that we all split up. I had the busiest schedule and did the most events and had the largest crowds. But in that 12 days, we started 32 new churches.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful. And I know even from your life that you weren't always a Christian. In fact, you grew up in a place where there was no religion. You weren't in a religious environment. And that's kind of how you ended up, in a way, getting into magic at first, where you would try to get attention from people at school. Your stepbrothers had bullied you, and you weren't really seeking God, but anytime you did, you were ridiculed for it. But what was really great is, even though you became famous in the secular world as a magician at that time, you still were empty, and you came to know the Lord. So tell me a little bit about that moment in your life when you went from magic, coming to know the Lord, and how now you use what giftings you have for him.
Yeah. I was 9 years old, and I saw David Copperfield, and I went and visited my grandma in Illinois, and I said, "Grandma, take me to the library," and I wanted to learn. I put together my own show and did it for my grandma right there in her living room. But then my barber, when I was 13, actually I was 12, my barber pulled a coin out of my ear, and I go, "You're a magician? So am I." And he said, "Well, why don't you come to the Magic Club?" And I did. It was a Society of American Magicians. But he said, "But you can't come until you're 13. And I happened to be turning 13 like another month or so. So I went to the first meeting. I was the youngest member ever. And we had one of the largest clubs in the country. And I met all these magicians. And I also met my first Christians, who were, you know, what you'd call an evangelical, someone who was very vocal about their faith and cared about sharing the truth with other people. And one of them became my magic teacher, and the other one became the co-author of the book that we put out, Unmasking the Masquerade, Three Magicians Investigate Deception, Fear, and the Supernatural. And so I was kind of going along with it. You respect those who teach you. You just kind of go along with what they're saying. You're not going to argue with them. And I was taking it in slowly, piece by piece. By the time I was 19, I was listening to a preacher on the radio while I was driving to Hollywood to headline at the Magic Castle in Hollywood, California. Mm-hmm. And all the information that I had been learning from these couple of magicians at the Magic Club who happened to be Christians, it all just started coming to a head. Oh. And I realized that I needed to commit my life to the Lord. And so I had a major moment of repentance and had a genuine conversion experience. It was just very transformative, even though I had been processing my faith and developing where I stood for a couple of years. It was that moment that I gave my life to Christ and said, "All right, here I am. I'm going to put my life on the altar. Do with it what you will." Mm. I gave up being a magician. I thought, well, I can't be a magician and a Christian, until I met Andre Cole, who ended up becoming another mentor. And I learned through Campus Crusade that being a magician is a great platform to do ministry. And so I took it right back.
So it's more of an illusion type thing that you do, and you share your illusion gifting through that. You preach the gospel, and it's reaching so many people. And through this ministry, Faith Search, they do other things as well. How do people get a hold of you guys, and what other things are there that people can look forward to through that ministry?
Yeah, we do all kinds of events. You know, the events that I do a show, and then I do an event called Unmasking the Masquerade, which goes along with our book, but it takes a person through an adventure. It's very entertaining, geared towards a unchurched person, but geared towards someone who's interested in spiritual things, who's willing to sit through something. But if you're not at all interested, then the show is perfect because it's an entertaining show where I share my testimony and raises spiritual issues. And if someone's really touched by the story and they're interested, then we can take the next step and follow up with them. But we also have a program called Operation Armor, which is a youth discipleship preparation training presentation. It's several hours long with all kinds of workshops and activities, helping students defend their faith in an environment that's going to try to diffuse it.
Wow, that's really cool. That's so cool. Needed, especially when kids are turning to the college age. Now, what is the website, once again, if anyone would like to get a hold of you and learn more about how to have you or anyone on your team visit them?
Yeah, call our executive director, Joe Komarak. Amazing, super awesome guy. And our event coordinator, Christy. But yeah, faithsearch.org. Mm-hmm. Just go to the website. You can use the contact form or call the number on the webpage, but it's just faithsearch.org. And of course, if you want to keep tabs on my wife and I's travels, we're getting ready to go to Europe to do outreach to refugees. Wow. And then we'll be spending some time in Albania and possibly Kyrgyzstan and Turkey and possibly even Egypt and various places that we serve in year after year.
Wow.
And if you want to keep tabs of what we're doing, just you can go to my personal website, adrianthemagician.com, and you can follow our activities there.
All right, adrianthemagician.com. Thank you so much for being with us, Adrian, with Faith Search. God bless.
Thank you.
No, Father God, we just thank you so much for this ministry. And what I love so much is that these are very secular backgrounds where God is using it to win people to Christ. What I really love about that is that there's someone even listening right now, and maybe you're saying, well, I can't be used in ministry, or God, you know, can't use me, or I don't know if I have time to help at the church. God is actually going to use your giftings that you're learning right now through your job or through things like that. And he's raising you up to do something amazing, which is to advance his kingdom. So remember that what you're doing today is going to influence your life tomorrow. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. And Jesus, we pray you continually to guide us through our life. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.